When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Between you and us.
Welcome.
Hi.
This is the fun time where we read your reviews called Between You and Us. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm pumped.
We like these. These are fun.
Yeah. Y'all have given us a lot to work on, like work from.
And on. We have a lot to work on.
Freudian slip right there. Absolutely. But so many great emails. Thank you, everyone. And it's a lot of fun going through these.
Yeah.
It really is.
And we have a separate folder literally in the Gmail called Between You and Us. So If you put that in the subject, they go in that folder.
Yes.
So thank you for
a little strict because instead of reading, this is getting to a point. I never thought I'd get to a point where I'd be like, oh my God, a lot of emails I got to go through.
I told you.
But yeah, so I just like throw them in there. We don't read them until we actually like sit down and pick things out because we don't want to both read the same reviews. We want them to be surprises for each other.
Pure reactions.
Pure reactions. Only the purest at Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet.
You know us.
You know us. So I just throw them in there, all unread, and then we read them and pick them as we go. So we each have a few for you. The other person hasn't heard these before.
Right.
And so if you email us at beach2sandy@gmail.com with Between You and Us in the subject line, we might read yours.
We'll fold them.
In a future episode.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you everyone who submitted. And here we go.
Okay.
My first one is from Kayleen. And it's of the Hutzler 571 Banana Slicer.
And what is that?
Yes, to give you an idea of what this looks like. It is a large thing shaped like a banana, but bigger with... It looks plastic, and it has little lines in it. So, like, you like put a banana down, and you press this over top, and it slices the banana evenly.
Do you remember that thing that we had that we got in the mail from Oma, and it was like
egg cutter
shaped like a little chicken, and we were like, "Oh, look, it's a toy for Francisca." And our little sister was about like 2 or 3, and we opened this care package from our grandmother, and it was like this German. Like, it looked like a little toy, and it had a little chicken on it with a little egg. And then you squeezed the little handles, and these, like, sharp blades just shot out the middle. And we were like, God, we just, like, grabbed it back out of my sister's hand. Like, she was like, look at my little chicken. And it, like, all these silver blades came out.
Yep.
But it turns out you're supposed to put it on top of an egg, and it'll, like, slice the hard-boiled egg.
Yes.
Anyway, that's what this reminds
me of. Yes, it's similar, but not like a scissor shape. It's, like, literally just a press. Like, you press down on a banana, and it slices
it. Understood.
And this review, there's so many great reviews of this. So look it up if you want.
Really?
It was hilarious. But this one is from Jay. 5-star review. Great addition to any junk drawer. I know.
Ours is already full.
Well, I knew my kitchen junk drawer was missing something. It has the usual obscure utensils, ice pick, meat hook, those little corn cob sticker things.
Oh, yeah.
But it opened so freely. I knew this was unacceptable for any kitchen junk drawer. I needed that one big thing that would barely fit in and would snag the counter every time I opened it.
God.
The Hutzler 571 was perfect. Now my drawer snags like every other junk drawer I've ever had, and I have to push the Hutzler 571 down with my hand to get it open. Plus, when I need 16 pieces of a banana, it does the trick. Nothing worse than 9 small slices and 7 big ones on your cereal. Thanks, Hutzler 571. End of review.
So good. Usually those like kind of like tongue-in-cheek ones don't get me, but that is pretty good.
Especially because it was also like a 5-star review, so it's actually kind of upbeat and positive and funny instead of it being just like there are so many 1-star reviews that are jokes and intentionally like really negative,
mean-spirited.
Yeah, mean-spirited. But
I mean, last night I asked where our lease was, and you told me to go check the junk drawer.
And sure enough, was it in there?
It was not in there.
Oh.
However,
so we just lost our lease. Okay.
Did bruise the shit out of my knuckles trying to press everything down as I tried to jam it open.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily need a Hutzler 5000 or whatever, but
speak for yourself.
If we ever clean that thing out, I'll be sure to buy one.
Good. Thank you, Kayleen.
Thank you, Kayleen. Okay, cool. So my first review is actually from my friend Theron.
Oh, so I know Theron.
You do?
I mean, of Theron.
Well, so Theron and Kirsten have been awesome listeners of my murder show.
Exactly.
For a while. And I actually met them last week for the first time in person. And it was super cool. Exciting. In Milwaukee. And I'm going
to
see them.
I forgot to ask you about that. That's right. You had told me that was coming up.
It was super awesome. And so I saw this in our inbox and I thought I have to check it out. And funny enough, this review that Theron sent is a 1-star review of a venue that is hosting our show, the murder show next month.
Oh.
Now, he didn't specify which venue.
Okay, but.
So, we don't know.
Probably not. So, not to get in your head about.
Actually, that's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point. Okay, so this is from Kathy. It's a 1-star review of a comedy venue. They told me I was laughing too loudly, and if I did not stop laughing, I would be removed, .. in front of my very new boyfriend, while introducing me to his family for the very first time. I cannot be more embarrassed. Very upset about this treatment. We come here to laugh. End of review. And then he wrote...
God, that ending was pretty funny.
Maybe Christine should try not to be funny. Impossible. No, just kidding.
Oh gosh, yeah, but that's a sign that you have very little self-awareness if that's a problem. Like I have come across people like that where it takes you out of it. It's like so obnoxiously loud,
you know, those
and
people,
inconsiderate.
You go to the movies with them and you're like, do they not realize that when they're whispering they're like screaming in everyone's ears?
Yeah.
Or they're laughing so loud. Like, well, I'm not gonna say any names, but there's a certain person that Blaze knew back in the day, and when he would go to the movies with this person, they would, like, they went and saw Ted, and I guess the whole movie theater was, like, on edge, because every 5 words this person would, like, guffaw, and it was to the point that people were, like, uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, I think... I wouldn't be good about that. Like, I would not handle that well.
If a comedy venue...
I wouldn't say anything, but I would be just sitting there like, oh, this is miserable. And it would take me out of the experience.
And I feel like if a comedy venue staff member is telling you you're laughing too...
Yes.
I mean, it is an absurd thought, though, that...
It does sound absurd, but at the same time, I imagine that there are people out there who should be told to be quieter about their laughing.
I will say that if this happens, I will report back.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
It would have been funny if Theron was doing that, if he was like laughing that loud on purpose.
Oh.
And then like as a like little foreshadowing, so you could have a little tidbit to say.
He's like, when...
Oh, I had a fan like that.
He's like, when I get dragged out in handcuffs, you'll know.
Oh, God.
It was me. Okay, sorry. That got weird.
No, it did get weird. Okay, this is a review from Rebecca. And Rebecca says, this is from a restaurant around where I live. I don't know if you have... Zizzies in America. I'm British.
How do you spell that?
Z-I-Z-Z-I.
I think it's apostrophe. Zed.
Oh, sorry. Z-E-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z. Is that one?
Oh, that place. Yeah.
Sorry. Z-I-Z-Z-I apostrophe.
No, I've never heard of such a thing.
Me neither. And I thought that the badly punctuated review would be funny. Rebecca.
Great. Let's see here.
This is from Akpomina. It's a 1-star review. If I could rate this experience 0 out of 5 all round, I would have. ZZ's Bexley Heath. God, this is the most British freaking review. Was a hellish experience I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. Service equals terrible. Even though customers were nowhere to be seen, it took the team of 2, 1 hour 30 minutes each time to attend to us during our 2 courses. Equals not acceptable. Food equals. This is like equal signs, by the way.
This is like algebra.
These are all equal signs.
Oh my god.
Food equals was passable and not to the usual zizzy, sloppy, and defrosted. Worst of all, the manager and the team of two played hide and seek with us throughout.
Sorry, I know that's not really what they did, but...
Are you sure? Listen.
It's a fun thought.
AKA, they hid, and we, the customers, had to seek.
Oh!
That was in case you didn't understand.
That's how that works.
Finally, when I was offered cheese, to my surprise, all the cheese landed on my trouser.
I'm sorry.
I have no idea. Intentionally didn't look this place up because I'm like imagining
surprise.
The coolest place ever if cheese can end up on your trouser.
Oh, it's so good.
Not nice. If you want to waste money and time, then by all means eat at this branch of Zizzy's. If not, please find somewhere else. End of review.
I want to go there so bad.
So we are all together going to learn what this place is about.
Great.
Zizzy's.
Sounds like a carnival funhouse. Also with cheese dropping like slime from the ceiling. Sort of.
It's an Italian restaurant.
Oh, shocking.
What? Like, it's just a chain of restaurants offering dishes inspired by Italian cuisine. So, when I picture this and cheese landing on trousers, I was thinking of, like, that weird place in Middle America, I think, or maybe it's in the Northeast, where they throw bread.
The place that Blaze is obsessed with in Missouri?
What's it called?
I don't remember.
I've always wanted to go, but
they
apparently it's a thing where they throw rolls.
Yeah.
And so I was picturing some fun themed restaurant where they throw cheese
at your trouser.
But alas, it's literally just
like
a chain of restaurant of Italian restaurants similar to Olive Garden, I assume. Is that maybe that'll be insulting, but I don't really care. I don't know. I've actually never eaten at Olive Garden. I think we should.
I think you've bragged about that before.
It's not a brag. I want to eat there so badly. I think we should film a video there.
Oh, can we do that?
Absolutely, we can. Well, can we, like, legally? Will they let us? Maybe not.
We'll wear a GoPro. We'll make Allie wear a GoPro on her head.
And we'll, like, put a big hat on her and with a hole. And
and then I'll hold my plate.
And she'll say, oh, I'm balding. I don't want to take it off. If they try to get her to take it off.
And then I'll hold my plate above my lap. And then when they pour the cheese, I'll just move it and it'll fall on my trouser.
On your trouser? No.
Yeah,
anything
I know.
But that.
It's going to be... real wild. I'm also gonna play hide and seek with everyone. So,
oh my god!
That.
Wait, so will you, the customer, be seeking, or will you, the customer, be hiding?
I guess it depends on which role they want to play.
Oh yes. We'll ask them. We'll leave it up to them. By the way, the bread roll throwing place is Lambert's Cafe.
Oh, Lambert's. That's exactly the place. That's in Missouri where I've never been, but Blaze still talks about growing there with his family.
Known as the home of Throwed Rolls.
Throwed Rolls. There's billboards for that.
Yeah. I'd love to go sometime. Let's go there too.
We should go and film a video there too.
Absolutely.
I'll hold my plate above my lap and then
we'll put
throw a bread roll at me.
And we'll put the GoPro in the bread. So
on
it'll be
on
thrown.
A hat. No.
Oh, the hat on the bread with the GoPro.
And Allie's balding. I get it.
Okay. She's not actually, but yes.
Oh, okay. So
next.
This email was sent in by Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
It is some Starbucks reviews, I guess, inspired by our recent Seattle episode.
Good times.
This Starbucks, they sent two reviews from a Starbucks near Poland, Ohio. Or in Poland, Ohio.
I got excited. I was like,
in Poland.
Polish Starbucks.
3 stars by Fox. Oh my God. Who has 9,679 reviews?
Oh, I thought that was a review starting. 9,000? This sounds like some sort of like weird.
And they've posted 32,649 photos.
Holy shit. This is like a collective. There's no way this is one person. This is a bunch of people
in
a basement.
Well, they're in Elite 2019.
I would freaking certainly hope so.
Yeah, true.
They did all that and didn't get an elite badge.
This is
something wrong with
3 stars. More like sour bucks.
Got him.
Got him. Got him good. More like sour bucks since I make a sour lemon face every time I have to come here.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why do you have to? I'm wondering if do they explain why they have to?
I have to come here. Why the hell does everyone I know like this damn chain? Amber is addicted.
Who the fuck is Amber?
I don't know. God. It is not explained. I want to clarify. Oh. I guess if you follow this person, like a blog with their 32,000
followers. Oh my God, I bet they mentioned Amber like 300 times. And some other friends
every
a couple
time
hundred
Amber
other
likes
time.
Something and he hates it.
I bet his followers are like, oh, Amber's at it again.
Fucking Amber. What if that's his alter ego? Amber's addicted. Oh, that's gosh. Why I have to keep going to Starbucks.
That could be.
It could be.
God, you're cracking cases left and right.
Left and right. Amber is addicted. So is my travel buddy. They're traveling to Warsaw, Ohio. Or no, Poland, Ohio. Sorry. They both got PSL. Pumpkin spice latte, in case you guys are wondering.
Thank you.
It was that time of year. And I told them they were being basics. With a capital B. Well, it's true. I had the Tazo tea with peppermint, and as usual, they charged me over $2 for a tea bag and a cup of hot water, and it was not even average. They used to use really good tea for their peppermint tea. Since they changed it up, it sucks asshole.
God.
End of review.
I didn't like any of that.
It has 6 cool ratings.
This person definitely has like followers. Like,
oh yeah, oh yeah.
Are there that many locations of anything in Ohio? Like, how are they? Do they get out of Ohio?
We understand they have a travel buddy, so they must be going all over Ohio.
True, true.
And then Kelly also sent a second review of the same Starbucks.
Oh, good. Brings all the crazies in.
By AW, who
of A and W fame? Yes.
In comparison, as. 0 friends, 0 photos, and 3 reviews on Yelp.
That's almost like me. Just 3 more reviews than I have.
Okay. AW says 1 star. I can only give 1 star to this Starbucks. I went shopping in Boardman, and on the way home, I decided to surprise my girlfriend with her favorite coffee. I ordered it and went home, gave it to my girlfriend, and she was disgusted with the taste. She said it tasted like dirty kitchen sink water. I decided to taste it to see if she was being dramatic. And for once, she wasn't.
Oh my God. Maybe they just ordered it wrong.
And for once, she wasn't. It did, in fact, taste like dirty water. Which I feel like technically coffee kind of is that.
Yeah.
Dirty brown water. My girlfriend was so unhappy, she broke up with me.
Okay.
Because it was somehow my fault that Starbucks messed up the order.
This is some sort of fanfic here.
I'll never go to Starbucks at this location again. End of review.
Okay. Okay. As if. This is someone who probably like months after that his relationship ended was like, what went wrong? Oh, you know what? It was that trip to Starbucks. That's what did it all.
They scrolled through their 0 friends, their 0 photos, and they're like, I got nothing, man.
It's got to be that Starbucks.
I got that Starbucks in Poland.
That was another great one. All right, I have one more.
Okay.
This one is from Maggie. Maggie says, absolutely love the podcast. More than Monty loves his garlic fries.
Impossible.
And you'd think.
But an honor.
Yeah, that is an honor. This is a review of Mount Rushmore National Memorial.
Okay, I'm excited.
This is by PK. 1 star. If I could give 0 to this collection of American Fat Pants Ice Cream Zoo, I would.
What?
Let me repeat. If I could give 0 to this collection of American Fat Pants Ice Cream Zoo, I would. Is that clear enough for
you? No, I have one question. Does it say American?
American.
Okay.
Apostrophe capital MERICAN.
Okay, now I understand. Thank you.
This is a disgrace to the park system. Don't go here. Stay in the hills or badlands instead. I do not think it is patriotic to deface a mountain. Also, the surrounding towns are horrible. I am pretty sure that the next gathering of the Juggalos is taking place around here somewhere. End of review.
What?
That's Mount Rushmore for you. Literally the same thing. When I think of Mount Rushmore, I think of the same thing.
Defacing a mountain with fat American ice creams and then Juggalos.
The best part, fat is spelled with a P-H.
Oh, see, I mean, that really changes everything.
So they might have meant P-hat.
P-hat, from American statistics. Ice cream.
The only reason I remember P-hat.
God, Mr. Sagal.
Is because of Mr. Sagal. When he came in and he said, guys, I went to Blockbuster and I got this statistics movie, went home, watched it, and was so in such shock that it wasn't about statistics. It was called P-Hat Girls. Literally fat girls.
You guys, I have to clarify, Lord. I think maybe we've said this before, I'm not sure, but Alexander and I were, to my sad chagrin, in the same statistics class my senior year, Alexander's sophomore year. And
good times.
I got a better grade, though.
Yeah, I got like a C one quarter because I didn't do any of my homework.
We were just watching P-Hat Girls.
Yeah, P-Hat Girls. Spelled with a Z at the end.
I will say also that was our class at 8:15 a.m. So when he walked in and said that, I was like, I don't know how to, I can't cope with this
right now. What an experience that was.
What an experience. You guys, we already recorded our episode for Wednesday right before this, but it is reviews of elementary schools in Pittsburgh. So get ready. We're in a mood about that.
Yes. If you're wondering why we're such a mess right now, it's because we just recorted that episode. So a little taste of what's in your future.
Yeah. Let's just say, what a time to be alive. Okay. Well, thank you for that weird thing that just happened out of your mouth.
You're welcome.
This is my final one. This is from Renee, and not our Renee, a different Renee. Also our Renee.
Yes, our new Renee. Our newest Renee.
Our newest Renee. Hear that, Renee? You're the old Renee now. Okay, this is from Renee. She says, hello, hello.
Hi.
Hello, hi. She says, your podcast brings me great joy and brightens my week. Love the sibling humor and be nice to customer service people vibes.
Hell yeah.
That makes me happy.
We do it for you.
She says, I'd like to submit my family's favorite inexplicable review from an urban park / walking trail. It's a 4-star review by Tara Smith on Google Maps. And it reads as follows. You will easily twist your ankles. Trees, branches, and debris in the walkway. Also, large mud puddles and water in the walkway. You get a creepy feeling that you're being watched and is totally surrounded by trees.
Is that it?
No, what? Sorry. I just couldn't breathe after that. You get a creepy feeling that you're totally surrounded by trees. It would help if there were lights out there. All in all, it's a great trail for you to be alone, but you'll still be scared of dying.
Oh. I did not expect that. I love it.
God, that's just so good. And then Renee says, my family now rates trails on a scale of how scared we are of dying.
I think this person needs to avoid trails at night. That sounds like the simplest solution here. At least they gave it 4 stars.
They said they need lights out there. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, God.
There's trees and branches everywhere.
And debris. I bet for debris, they literally just mean more branches that are just happen to be on the ground instead of in the actually still attached to trees.
And then Renee says, as an aside, highlights from other reviews of the same place include, quote, really not sure why the city put up all the no fishing signs, as fishing is not a crime. And, quote, need some things to really set it apart from just walking in the woods.
Like what? If you go to some walk in the woods, lights. What else do you need? Like, anyone who's going to walk in the woods for anything but walking in the woods is going to be sorely disappointed.
And then her last note is, Alabama, man. Alabama. So thanks for all your hard work. Have a delightful week.
Maybe we'll have to do a... walking trails in Birmingham someday.
I know, clearly. Exactly.
That's funny.
Oh, God, that's so good.
Thank you. Thank
you, Renee. Fishing is not a crime. I'm going to put that on a bumper sticker. Well, that's all I got for you.
We should put that on our merch.
Fishing is not a crime. We'll put a no fishing and then put a big circle with a line through it.
With the word no in that circle.
No, it'll be like no fishing and then like a big circle with a line and say fishing is not a crime.
Yeah, perfect.
Listen, I can say it now.
Perfect. You are an artiste.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you everyone for listening. If you have any reviews you'd like to hear us read, send them to beach2sandy@gmail.com and we might just read them.
We might just.
Be sure to include between you and us in the subject line. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
I'll meet you at the at the Juggalo convention at the DeFace Mountain for a pee hat.
Don't bring your fishing poles.
Pee hat.
This is a problem. We gotta go. Okay. Get me out of here.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.